Welcome to the Single to Soulmate podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and guidance on the path to finding true love. I'm your host, Tanya Alberti, a spiritual relationship and manifestation coach, here to help support you on your journey towards attracting a soul-aligned partnership. Each week, we'll explore powerful insights, practical tips, and transformative techniques that will empower you to create the love life you've always dreamed of. Are you tired of feeling stuck in your love life? Do you long for a deep and meaningful connection with a partner who truly understands and supports you? Well, you're in the right place. The Single to Soulmate podcast is designed specifically for those who are ready to break free from old patterns, heal their hearts, and manifest a soulmate relationship. And as your guide on this journey, I'll be sharing my years of experience and expertise in the realms of spiritual growth, personal development, and conscious manifestation. I'll help you tap into your intuitive awareness, embrace your authenticity, and show up as your best and highest self. Together, we'll delve into the power of self-love, healing from past wounds, and harnessing the principles of manifestation to attract the love you desire. Each episode of the Single to Soulmate podcast is carefully crafted to provide you with actionable insights and practical strategies. You'll gain valuable tools to navigate the challenges of modern dating, enhance your communication skills, and cultivate a deep soul-level intimacy with your partner. We'll explore topics like setting healthy boundaries, building self-confidence, and trusting your intuition in matters of the heart. So whether you're single in a new relationship or just navigating the complexities of a long-term partnership, this podcast is your trusted companion. You'll find inspiration, motivation, and guidance to support you on your quest for love. Together, we'll transform your relationship with yourself and others, creating a foundation of love, trust, and mutual growth. So if you're ready to embark on a transformative journey towards finding your soulmate, make sure to hit that subscribe button and join me every week on the Single to Soulmate podcast. Together, we'll unlock the secrets to attracting a love that aligns with your truest self. Get ready to manifest the relationship of your dreams. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Single to Soulmate. I am Tanya Alberti, your host, and today with me, I have an amazing guest. I love her. She's awesome. Her name is Amanda Yoa. She is a women's performance coach, a speaker, podcaster, and best-selling author. Amanda is a powerhouse out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who calls herself the hype woman for the glass ceiling breaking, bold moves making, best life living, women in the making. Amanda has a passion to inspire unstoppable women to step into who they truly want to be in order to break their glass ceilings and make those bigger and better than they could have ever imagined, visions and dreams becoming their reality. So welcome, Amanda. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hi. Thank you. I know that's such a mouthful, isn't it? It took me a while to get it down.
Oh, I'm like, I need to work on my linguistic ability to speak alliteration.
Keeps me on my toes. Yeah.
I know. So tell me all about what you do in the world. Tell me, what does it mean to be a performance coach, working with women, all of the things. So tell me all the juicy stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of just followed my own journey. That led me here. I started out my journey through, I was a Reiki practitioner, and a lot of my clients were like, you know, Amanda, you should be a mentor. And, you know, I was on my own journey of still finding myself. I knew that I was meant for more. I knew I was meant to make an impact, but I didn't really know exactly where I fit in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just went down this journey of self-trust and trusting myself and really stepping into my authenticity. And for me, you know, being a performance coach was a lot of what I needed. A lot of what I speak on is just really that confidence, that self-worth, self-trust, resilience, you know, everything that you need to bring to the table that exemplifies who you are in order to create those amazing things that you do so that you can make an impact, so that you can go out there and live in your passion and your purpose, whatever that is. So, you know, for me, it was just trusting that journey of finding myself. And now, you know, what I speak on really hits home for me because it's coming from personal experience. I had my phases, you know, where I was trying to fit in and showing up just became extremely difficult. Mm-hmm. But you know, once I started just telling my story and the things that I've learned, showing up every day is effortless and I have fun doing what I do. So
amazing. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
So honestly, I want to dig into this a little bit because I know we met previously back in Clubhouse, and I know I didn't know you were a Reiki practitioner. I am Reiki. I do Reiki also. I think a lot of people do, but they're kind of in the closet about it.
Yeah.
Or they don't really promote it in their stuff. But tell me, because what I really want to dig into today, now I know, in spite of the amazing things you're doing, and I know authenticity is a huge part of your journey and stepping into your soul's purpose and your calling, what you're here in your business.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I want to get into today talking about is how you have kind of cultivated even that authenticity in your relationship. Because I know that you've been with your husband.
Yes.
Like, since you were children, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me how that started. Tell me how you met, how long it's been, and a little bit of that journey.
So, you know, it's like that saying, when you know you got something good, you hold on to it. We actually just celebrated our 11-year anniversary on last Friday of being married. But thanks. But we were together. We've known each other since we were children. We lived in the same little neighborhood right up the street from me. But I met him through grade school. We went to the same grade school, and he was a grade ahead of me. But he was infatuated with me. And at the time, I had wanted nothing to do with him. And he would just chase me around like a little puppy dog and put notes in my grandmother's door.
Aww.
And yeah. And he, you know, we started out our relationship as friends. You know, I kept him in the friend zone because we were young and I wasn't,
sure,
you know, ready for boys. I was very much a tomboy growing up. So I was more for hanging with the boys and playing sports and, you know, getting dirty. I wasn't really at that time ready for love. And, you know, as we grew as a couple, and as friends, it kind of just matured and transformed into a love relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, you know, he's one of my best friends. We've always had a good time together. And we just grew as a couple and as individuals and always gave each other what we needed. So, you know, it was just kind of like that thing. He was my constant through life and we held on to each other till, you know, present day. And it's been an amazing ride with him. You know, we've had our ups and downs, but that's how we started. I always tell his funny story and I always remind him of this. So the one time, this was like when he was like infatuated with me and I was just like, get away from me. I want nothing to do with you. Like, I'm not interested. So we started hanging out as friends and I had my one girlfriend with me and we were playing basketball. And I was like, okay, when I throw this ball, I'm going to run and I'm going to run home. And he's probably going to want to know what I'm doing. Just let him know that I'm not interested. So I threw the ball to like distract him and I took off. He followed me.
Aww.
And I ran. I came to the corner of my grandmother's house. And all of a sudden, he came up the side street. And I thought to myself, my God, he's fast, number one. And number two, I'm like, I thought I got away. But, you know, that moment for me was like, okay, maybe I should give this guy a chance. He really seems like he really likes me. And maybe he sees something in me that I don't see in myself. I don't know, but let's see. And I'm glad I did because he's the most wonderful human that I've ever could have even imagined sharing life's experiences with.
Oh, I love that. That's so cute. So how old were you when it dawned on, okay, so you're friends, you're really good friends, you're going through grade school, high school together. When did you kind of get that inkling that you knew that you were meant to be with him?
I would say probably like once I started getting into my later teen years, like, you know, high school years, really maturing as a woman and just stepping into, you know, my womanhood, you know, guys were a thing, you know, being in a relationship was a thing. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I want that. And I already knew him. We already had a friendship. And I thought to myself, well, you know, why am I going to search around for something that I feel like I already have? Right. So like, let's give it a shot. So yeah, we were together. We started like getting serious, I guess you could say, like my freshman year in high school. And he went
that young still. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And he, and like we went to all the dance, like all of my dances, all of my prom pictures is me and him. Him and I. So, you know, it's pretty, it's cute to see us evolve and grow. And the things that we wore, we always crack up. pull the old yeah. pictures out.
The hair, the outfit.
Pleather pants with the what were they? The twisties in the hair. Very, very 90s. Yes.
That's awesome. So that is like, this is just such an amazing thing because honestly, you just don't hear stuff like this. You don't hear stories like yeah. Very rarely, especially now in this day and age. And I really attribute these kind of situations, well, all our relationships. I believe all our relationships are soul contracts, that we agree to go through life together with somebody and in various phases in our life, that everyone in our life is a contracted agreement, you know, before we incarnated. And having met somebody so young, and having that partnership through really all of your life for the most part. Did you ever get to a place? Cause I really know a lot of times, like if I would have married every guy I thought was the one when I was like in high school and in my 20s, I'd be divorced like 20 times by now.
I know.
Cause literally I was like, oh, I'm in love. He's the one. And then, you know, he cheats on you, dumps you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And how was that time frame for you? Like when you got into like your late teens, 20s, you know, when everybody's like looking to sow their wild oats, because I had a relationship for 4 years in high school and we started still continued dating in college and even the first 2 years of college, but we went to separate schools. And then one day he like dropped this bomb. It was like, I need to see more of what's out there. You know, like I need to, there are more girls than just you.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. How did you get through that period of life? Like that time frame?
You know, I look back and sometimes I'm extremely grateful. You know, for me, it was, I have to be honest, it was a little bit of a, because during that time I was in a very low place. So, you know, I knew that I absolutely loved him, but I really didn't have an interest in anybody else or looking for anything else because I was in a mindset of really not nurturing who I was and what I brought to the table. So, you know, I feel like you have to be in that place of knowing who you are, knowing what you bring to the table, really pouring into yourself so that that overflows into a love relationship. And I was not in that state of mind. I would have to say my husband was probably a very patient and compassionate man for me during that time, because I don't know many of people, especially in their 20s, that would have dealt with some of the things that I was going through. And that's like one of the seasons of my life where I'm extremely grateful that I've had him, because it was a very unique experience, you know, but we were just kind of always there for each other. I think the part of knowing each other for so long, like from the time that we were children, was kind of like what kept us, was the glue, you know, in those moments when we were at our lowest, because we had that love that, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time in your 20s, you don't have that. Like we had a really deep connection from the roots of our lives. You know, I said to him, I'm like, we've known each other longer than like for our lifespan, we've known each other more than we didn't know each other. Isn't that crazy? But you know, I don't know. There's moments where I'm just like, it's just fate. Like you can't really describe it. You can't really explain it. It's just like those moments in life when someone is divinely sent to you. Mm-hmm. And you know that you were meant to be together and grow and make an impact together as a couple and grow a family and do the things that you're meant to do. So, you know, I just have to sometimes toss it up as that, because Let me tell you, they're,
I think it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I always tell people that too. I mean, it's like, I believe first and foremost, the fact that this has been your whole life is incredible. And I think it's beautiful. And I can tell, not knowing, you know, all the ins and outs, obviously, and the intimate details of your life, but know that for sure, that just as somebody who's in that relationship space and works with people with their intuition, their connection to the soul and the divine, that 100% this was meant to be. It was destined to be. And there's reasons for why you're in each other's lives, you know, to get you through those periods of time. Exactly, 100%. And this is what I love to tell people, you know, that that every person that's in your life is there for a reason. Even the ones you attract that aren't healthy relationships, you know, and having that, I have been through many unhealthy relationships, but it was all in preparation to get me to a certain phase in my life, right? So it's interesting that you talk about this phase in your life that you were, you know, not in a good place and going through that time. But like, when did your spirituality come into this whole perception for you? Like when you were, was it during that time when you were in your 20s and not really stepping into yourself or, you know, being your authentic self? Because I think a lot of women in particular tend to really struggle, particularly those who are not in a relationship and who are looking, tend to struggle to find value outside of themselves in things, whether it's partnerships or, you know, the perfect body, the perfect hair, whatever. I want to look like Khloe Kardashian, whatever, you know? And I think relationships come into play a lot with women's self-esteem. So it's interesting that you still had struggles, even though you were partnered with like the love of your life.
Yeah.
I try to tell people that, you know, just because you find the perfect person doesn't mean all your problems go away.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
Your soul work to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, for me, I started my spiritual journey like in my late 20s. And I think that happened, again, divine timing, because I was at a point in my life where, I mean, we were young kids. We didn't know the ins and outs of life, what you should want for yourself. You know, we were just kind of like living together through life's adventures. But as we started getting older, I started realizing, you know, I need to start giving to myself so that I can give to other people more deeply, especially my husband. Well, you know, at the time, my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So my late 20s was kind of like where I started diving into my spirituality. I started healing. And, you know, that was a moment in our relationship where we saw ourselves evolve and grow together. You know, I've always been, I shouldn't say I've always been the first to start that, because, you know, he's inspired me to do things as well. But, I would say that instance, you know, once I started doing that, then I saw him doing things for himself, and we've always kind of been that like mirror for each other, which I think is so interesting and unique, you know, and I think that's what contributed to us being together until this day. You know, growing together individually, but as a couple as well, and inspiring each other to change is super important. And I think, you know, is one of the glue that's held us together. But at that time, you know, I knew that that's what I was needing, not just for myself, but our relationship. And then once I started doing that, we got engaged, and then we got married, and, you know, the rest is history.
The rest is history, as they say. I find it interesting that you bring this up about him being your mirror. And I love that, because I say that all the time, that relationships are mirrors. They really are. And when you realize that we are here, and when we have these, you know, experiences, that everything is a reflection of us. Like everything's a reflection of us. And when you're in relationship, now we're in a relationship to everything, but I mean, when you're in a relationship with a person, that person is going to act as that catalyst, that mirror for you to see yourself.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is that, you know, even psychology and brain science shows that we're not even capable of seeing things in other people outside of ourselves unless they're within us in the first place. You know, we have to be able to understand and know that experience before we can even see it in somebody else. So how has that mirror aspect worked for you when it brought up things like triggers and wounds and, you know, getting into the ego and all that stuff that tends to cause relationships to have struggles? Because I know a lot of people
a lot of my clients, like couples that I've worked with, and even in my own experience, when we're in that place of the woundedness, without having that recognition, and when your partner is triggering the hell out of you, so what was your experience along that? Because I know you said you did your own healing. Where is he at in that space too?
Yeah, I think as time evolved and as emotional intelligence between the two of us has evolved, we've been able to communicate that in different ways. I would say when we were younger, it was like not so very good ways. We would get into very intense fights and, and all that. But now we're a lot different. Like I said, our emotional intelligence is a lot more mature. So for me, having that mirror communication is key. And being able to express and communicate when things are off, or, when someone does trigger you, and sitting down and having that conversation and realizing that it's really not that person. It's something within you that needs to be addressed. And I think me and him do a really good job at communicating those things, and we are really good at talking things out as a couple and just expressing how we feel. If we've had said something to the other that made us feel a certain type of way, we kind of challenge each other to look at that and see like, okay, well, this triggered me. So how can I turn this trigger into something that I need for myself? And, I feel like I discovered that along my journey and kind of implemented that into our relationship, but that has really helped us immensely in really being able to look within and grow as a couple. And, obviously grow as individuals, but, I feel like that's what's enabled us to stay together as long as we have that communication, being open and being vulnerable enough to say, okay, like this was an interaction between us. I may have said something that you didn't like, but, obviously at the end of the day, this is something that I need to look at within me. And then once I do, we can have a conversation about it again. And, we always do that. So yeah, that's really important between us. And like I said, I think it's what's enabled us to stay together as long as we've had.
Yeah, 100%. I would, like I said, not being in your relationship, but I can guarantee you that that is a factor.
Yeah.
Just in doing what I do and my own work that I've done with people too. Because honestly, the biggest conflict comes when we get into the ego, right? We get into our own shit, our own ego. And so many people project onto other people their own crap. I mean, you can see it all around you. You just pay attention a little bit and you realize, oh, that person's projecting, Anytime you see trolls on your stuff, they're projecting their own shit on you, And that's what we do. And the person we most often are going to do that with is our partner.
Yeah.
So, that being said, where is he spiritually? Is he in the same, has he gone through a spiritual awakening? Is he in the same consciousness as you are? How's that work?
I don't, I feel like he's just now, I mean, he's always respected and always supported what I've done. What I think, because he's known me for so long and kind of observed and put the pieces together, when I finally came to the realization for myself that, I might be spiritually gifted. I don't know. But, I came to him with all the evidence, and then, he's been with me for so long. So he too is like thinking back, putting, pieces together. And he's like, I think you're right. And, so he's always been supportive. And the proof is in the pudding. He's watched the things that I've done, back when I used to give readings to people, and, you can't really deny that. So,
right.
But it took for him, I would say for himself, applying those things to himself and, getting to know who he was at a deeper level. I feel like right now he is really going through that. I would say the past like few years, he's been really going through that. And I'm super proud of him. I feel like he's, really just become this amazing man, and he continues to grow. And I'm always, in awe of him. And, I feel like a guy's experience is very different from a woman's experience. So just to see him apply the things that I've applied in my life and grow and become this person that he is today is it inspires me, you know? And like I said, I take it back to us being that mirror for each other, and him doing the things that he does inspires me on those days when I feel like, you know, I'm like just in a funk or can't do what I normally do. I look at him and I'm like, no, I can do this. Like, we're in this together. And he's always been like that with me, you know? So I feel, you know, him seeing me and how far I've come in my journey has inspired him to do the same for himself. And, you know, I'll get like little text messages of, oh, I was thinking of this. And then I was driving and I saw 444, and we've both been seeing 444 like constantly the past month. So every time we see it, we send it to each other. So yeah, it's really, I love it. I think it's amazing, and I'm proud of him. I'm so proud of him.
Well, obviously you love him very much. Yeah. It's clearly evident. I love that. It's so funny because I'm like, I'm always comparing, like I'm thinking about my parallels in my relationship too. We haven't known each other obviously my whole life, but I always want to encourage people that just because you're spiritually awake doesn't mean you have to be with somebody. I think so many women that are in the spiritual space or have gone through an awakening are so fixated on, I have to be with somebody who's on the same level as me or further down the road than me. And I don't think that's the case. I think, and the thing I love about soulmate relationships, which is clearly this is a soulmate relationship for you. Mm-hmm. The thing I love about that is that soulmate relationships are like journeying together. They're like journey partners, right? They're healing. Those relationships are meant to be healing for healing of each other and yeah. for support as you're doing your mission on earth, right? So it makes perfect sense. You know, he's been supporting you on your journey, obviously. My husband very much is the same way. And it's so cute because I've talked to him and explained to him, obviously, and he's 100% supportive and understands, you know, my gifts and the things that I do. And it's so funny. He'll be like, I manifested that. Or he's like, I was thinking 333. And all of a sudden I saw it on the thing.
Yes. He'll call me yes. Back.
I saw this. I manifested this on the way home.
You know? Love it. Yep.
Hilarious. But yeah, you don't have to be 100% like in the same space. You know, so as we're wrapping up, what I would really love to know is a lot of what your business is really helping women stay in their own authenticity, empowering them in terms of being authentic. It is so key because this plays into everything. It's not just in business and, you know, building confidence, which I love is what you do with women, because I think so many women need to hear your voice. But what I find is that authenticity is so key when you are getting into any relationship. And I know for myself, one of the things I really used to struggle with was being myself, right? Mm-hmm. Because I hated who I was. I hated who I was. And that brought me a lot of struggle and a lot of complications in relationships because I was trying to be what they wanted me to be, right? So how do you find that authenticity has lent to improvement in your relationship and then just in your own life, because it filters out into everything. So yeah. I know you mentioned that was like a big part of your journey. So I just would love to hear about that as we're wrapping things up.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, I feel with my relationship with my husband, we've kind of, you know, came into ourselves together and molded who we are today together with that support. But you know, in those moments when I was, you know, talking earlier about, you know, in my 20s, when I was really low, we had a really rocky relationship. It was rough and it was hard. You know, I say it all the time. He has the patience of a saint. I don't know any other man that probably would have put up with me during that era of my life. But, you know, authenticity is important in all aspects because I know for me, showing up as anything other than myself is extremely draining, and not having that clarity on who you are is difficult if you're going to try to attract what is meant for you. If you don't even know who you are, you know, what energy are you putting out there? If you don't have that clarity of who you are and what you stand for, you know, that energy of your being, if you're not really cultivating that for yourself, then you're not going to cultivate a good relationship. And that's not just a love relationship. That's friendships. You know, you might find yourself in a point in life where you're surrounded by some crappy people and you've been working on yourself, and then everything just starts making sense. And you say to yourself, okay, like, it's time to up level. And it's okay to move on from those people. And that could be a relationship too. You might find yourself working on yourself, and then you say, hey, this relationship is just not nurturing this new version of myself that I'm stepping into. I have to, unfortunately, let go because I know that I deserve more. So, you know, really being authentic is truly discovering who you are and taking that journey so that you can find out who you are. And once you find out who you are, I feel who is meant for you in your life becomes more clear, mm-hmm. and you align yourself easily to those people, and not just those people, but those opportunities. It could go on to opportunities. Like you said, it trickles out. So, you know, you have that community, you have that relationship, that love, you have those nurturing friendships, then you can trickle it out to the things that you want to do in life and how you want to make an impact, because you know who you are. You know what you stand for. You know what your message is. You know what your core values are. And once you have all that, that's your powerhouse. And you can make any move you want. And the people that you surround yourself with are going to be there to support that journey.
Beautiful. I couldn't have said it any better myself. I'm like, I've got nothing else to say. It's rare that I don't have anything to say. I usually talk about it.
Well, thank you.
No, it's beautiful. It is perfect. And you're so, so, so right. I mean, there's so many little nuggets of wisdom in there. And I can't even begin to go into like the amazingness of what it means when you really step into knowing yourself. And I think that needs to be where it starts, you know, the knowing yourself, yeah. and then being authentic. Because you're right, you can't be authentic if you don't know who you are. And I tell that to my people all the time. I'm like, you need to know what your values are. You need to know what matters to you. You know, why are you getting into relationships when you don't even know what you value? Because what happens is 2 years down the road, oh, I'm madly in love, and your values misalign. You're completely not a good match. And then you end up with a broken heart, right? Mm-hmm. I see it time and time and time again. So it's perfect. And you're exactly right. It filters out into everything. And it's not just romantic relationships, your friendships, your partnerships, your, you know, business workshop, business partnerships and all those things. So
yeah. And if I could add something really quickly, because this just came into my mind, came into my mind when you were saying that, I think for me, my husband aside, you know, everything in my life up until, you know, what I'm doing now, I felt I plugged things in, whether it was relationships, things that I was doing, because I didn't have that sense of self. I didn't have that identity. I didn't have those values that I cherish and have, you know, present day. So I would plug things in thinking, okay, well, if I have this, then everything will be good. If I do this, then everything's going to be good. When in reality, it's not. And you quickly find that out, you know, because it's not anything that has to do with, if you just took the time to listen within. And once you take the time to listen within, you'll realize that you don't need all those, you know, shiny toys that you're plugging in to try to fill that void that is just a void that you need to fill with yourself. Just coming back into yourself and getting to know yourself at a deeper level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're, everything is within.
Yeah.
Within you. So I tell people, like, you are your own guru. You have all the answers. You have everything within you that you need to do anything in life, you know? And it's perfect. It's beautiful. I love that so much. You're awesome. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Amazing words and for sharing your story. It's so beautiful. And I know that there are people out there like, oh, that doesn't happen in real life. Soulmates don't exist and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. That's a perfect example, because I don't always talk about my own example all the time. So I love that. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for being here. And I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Single to Soulmate. I hope the insights and guidance shared here have been valuable to you on your journey towards deep and fulfilling love. But it doesn't have to end here. Let's expand and deepen our connection beyond the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at @IAM_TanyaAlberti, where I share daily tips and techniques for tapping into your intuition, connecting to your soul and divine guidance, manifestation, healing the heart, and calling in your sacred union. It's a space where we delve into conscious relationships and all the transformative elements that contribute to creating soul-aligned partnerships. I also invite you to join my vibrant Facebook community, The Relationship Revolution, co-creating conscious connections. Now, this is not just a place for random posts or memes about being single. It is a community based on vibrational resonance for those who really desire to shift what's holding them back from truly connecting on a soul level with their perfect person. So whether you're single or already partnered, this community is for you. In the group, I host twice weekly live teachings, provide workbooks, PDFs, meditations, and a whole library of resources to support your journey to love. You'll find the link to join in the show notes. Now, if you found value in the Single to Soulmate podcast, I would deeply appreciate your support. Please take a moment to leave a review. Your feedback not only helps me improve, but it also assists me in reaching more individuals who are seeking guidance and inspiration on their own love journey. Thank you for being a part of my growing community. Remember, love is your birthright, and your soul-aligned connection is waiting for you. Stay committed to your journey and remain open to the infinite possibilities. And until next time, keep shining your light and embracing the love that is meant for you.